Hare Krishna. One of my real concerns, cultural concerns, is that ISKCON, or at least here in Hungary, knows Indian cooking, and then maintains that culture of Indian cooking. And originally I sent, that's how I had our devotees trained for both cooking and daily worship. I sent them to the UK. And they did. They were able to, I mean, the standard there is good for daily worship. And Radhalan and Ishwara, Radha Gokulanda, and particularly the devotees stayed at some Gujaratis' homes and they learned some Gujarati cooking. But still, temple or, you know, devotees' cooking is, I mean, some people are very good cooks, particularly Indian devotees. But it's rare. It's rare for devotees of Western origin, unless they really, really apply themselves to, number one, cook Srila Prabhupada's way, which was a combination of Marwari Punjabi cooking, North India cooking, not really so much Bengali cooking. Some things Prabhupada liked Bengali cooking, Kerala and Partel and things like that, but and then even more specifically just various types of Indian cooking, which most resembles cooking that goes on in the spiritual world. And if anything, India has remained sort of true to its heritage cooking, in terms of their cooking. And in my opinion, they're the best cooks in the world. No, of course, Govind Maharaj said that, you know, Chinese people cooked the good sort of pan-fried steamies and stuff like that. They had a lot of vegetables. But in terms of spicing and so on, there's no real argument as to who are the best cooks. But even when you have a very good cook, unless they know what something's supposed to taste like, just a cookbook doesn't do it. It's not, you know, you got to know what it's like. You got to watch someone do it. And because that's how cooking lessons go, you know, you stand there and the cook cooks, and then, you know, they taste, and then, you know, you taste it, and then you know, and then you know what it's supposed to taste like. But you can't get that taste out of a paper, out of a cookbook. And that's the problem. Even we have, you know, good cooks here in Hungary, like, you know, well, you don't know, but I'm just visiting Kishori, she was a very good cook. Rohini, she's in Geet Nagri, she's a good cook. Here in Manjwali, and Priyabhasini in Budapest, and there's some others who are sort of good cooks, but unless they really see it and taste it, it's, you know, they can't get it. So you remember when we were going down the road and we missed Hari Om Darbar and we just stopped at somewhere else. If they could just cook like that, some guy they pulled out of nowhere and just stuck in there who, you know, takes a bath. Well, I hope he takes a bath every day. And if they could just get things to taste like that, I think it would be pleasing to Radhe Shyam. And it's a very difficult thing for devotees. I think, among other things, having devotees give up, especially I think more Hungarians, I saw English, they're just much easier to Indian cooking. Maybe for one reason, it's because there's no such thing as an Indian English cuisine. And I don't think you can name something aside from fish and chips, what English are known for. It's not like the French or something like that. And Hungarians, they have sort of their cuisine. So the English devotees, I found, they're much more malleable. They're into rice-style sabji chapati. Here, talk these people, they do all kinds of weird things, and they're attached to their more traditional way. And surprisingly, they have an allergy to spicing. Not even to just strong spicing, but just to spicing. It's something that they need to learn, but that's the other thing. That's the consumer side, teaching the consumers what they're meant to, what's actually good, what Krishna likes. Instead of sort of raising this thing, well, can't you offer anything to Krishna? But let's start off with the type of things that Krishna likes to eat. So, I did some investigation myself on the internet of Indian cooking schools. And, generally, it's very hard to find just really pure vegetarian. When you do find vegetarian cooking, because, everyone's going into the meat-eating side, so it's... But even when you find vegetarian, then a vegetarian cooking school that's broad, that teaches all different types, South Indian, North Indian, Bengali, Punjabi, there's so many wonderful schools of cooking, and who may know actually also those traditional recipes that you see in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Govinda Lilamrita, they're listed. There's some authors who really, really go to lengths at listing off all the things that Krishna's eating. And sweets and different types of, and Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of it, full of those things. Orissa and cooking, Prabhupada said that their dalma is sort of like the best, it's a combination of dal and sabji, the liquid, very, very tasty. Prabhupada liked that. Govinda Maharaj knows all these things that Prabhupada said about different types of cooking. So find something where I can send devotees for a month. They can send them forever. I can send them for a month. They're good cooks, so they'll pick up fast. They need to see it. They need to have someone teach them. And that they can learn a real variety of things where, like, I can... Because the other alternative is just to hire a cook. Get just some decent kitchen in someone's home. And then you just buy the ingredients, and the cook comes every day and teaches them cooking for 6 hours a day or something like that. That's the other way. Or cooks who know and specialize. I couldn't really click. I found a few things online, and I think I was still doing that while I was there in Govardhan. That would be a sort of good project to investigate, and then. As possible, I would send devotees for like a 3 week period, and they could just stay. I can't send a lot of cooks all at once because then there's no one to cook for a day. It's something like if Nishinga and Manjwali just go together and then they learn, and then I could send 2 devotees from Budapest. And at least once they got it, then they can teach others. Although it's extremely, devotees sometimes tend to be very egotistical. In terms of learning things, like thinking that they actually know, but at least if we get it down, then we'll deal with how to convince each other that they should learn and they should do those things. So that would be a good thing, and that's something that I think some devotees would be eager for. Leela Avatar is like a good quantity cook. He cooks temple in Budapest. And, But mostly this is for daily cooking, although quantity cook, that also no one can touch Indians for quantity cooking. Cooking in large quantities, quality things, but that's not what I'm looking for right now. So that would be something, you know, you have a little time and people who are even into what to speak of, you know, bridge basi cooking.
That's good.
Huh?
That's good.
Bridge basi cooking. Well, it's, yeah, I mean, they have a tradition of cooking things and in ways. I remember once being in Yavat, and I was right on top of the tower, and I was looking down watching a lady next door cooking in her and how they were, you know, they have these pails, and they have a cow dung patty, and then they're making rotis, you know, cooking inside the cow dung patty. So that's, well, I don't think they use cow dung patties in Delhi, you know. They're not going to do that there. And, you know, the health officials here would really have like a heart attack if, but, you know, since it's for the dailies, they couldn't object. Since, you know, I think are beyond the health rules and regulations. I've eaten many times at, you know, Bridge Basi's homes and Don Madukari there. And they have their own things, which would be interesting. It would need, you know, some little research, but they have their own sort of cuisine. Because that's part of our culture, if not, you know, the most important part. And it's something that should be preserved. That's what I wanted to mention. Just this science of spicing Indian style. That's someone could sort of get a feel for it. And it's hard to, you know, I know Indian families, but, you know, Indian families don't eat at home like what we cook for the deities. You know, maybe they cook like that when there's guests or there's a feast or there's a wedding or something like that. But that's not how they eat. They, you know, they eat simply. They eat a roti and a sabji, or they eat khichdi or something like that. So it doesn't work so well sending people to live at their homes. Anything on that?
I have a few questions. I mean, in terms of its whatever little bit of exploring I've done, and that again is, you know, restricted to not really reaching out to people and things like that. It's very, very difficult to have a school for devotees to go to, because it's, first of all, it's vegetarian and only vegetarian cooking, and, you know, even within that, there are restrictions on ingredients.
That's right.
So I don't know how much feasible is that school to go to.
That's why it may be with a private better, because even if you get a good cook who's used to cooking with onions and garlic and so on, but if you tell him you have to do it without, and he can do it without, if there's a whole bunch of other people paying to learn, then that won't work. But if it's just something private, he's coming to teach us, then
that might just be more practical.
Yeah.
And then different types of cooks in different communities. It's typically, cooking is a very professional cooking in India. It's still a very sort of community-oriented business. Like you have Marwari cooks and you have Punjabi cooks.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be more feasible.
Yeah. And it may be like that we just have a Marwari cook and a Punjabi cook come, for like 5 days, each for 5 days, and you get a Bengali cook. Or
For Bengali cooking, actually maybe Mayapur is the best. I mean, for Prabhupada Samadhi, Vishalam, that's where they make really Bengali food all the time.
Yeah.
It's even Radha Madhav or Nishigaman Mahaprasad, even that is not as authentic Bengali as to do it in Prabhupada Samadhi.
Uh-huh. Didn't know that.
Yeah. I actually spoke about that to Anjali Mataji and Nishigaman Prabhu last night.
Just a question of how seriously they'll take it. In other words, we sent somebody there, but there, so there's brahmacharis cooking and, how much they're going to actually get into the teaching mode. Or whether they even entertain it.
Well, I mean, it depends. It depends, if they show up on their own, probably not. But if they go to the right channels and you making an introduction, and I don't know who's the right people on the other side. In the Samadhi, I know Bhakta Janapriya Prabhu is an elderly person, very, very well respected, well regarded.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know him, maybe.
Probably by sight, but I...
Or certainly you know Janivas Prabhu, so... I think it can work with the right introductions.
Mm-hmm. That's the easy one, like you say. It's manageable. But these other ones are... Other types of cooking, not so much. And Bengali cooking, weather-wise, is more suited here just for summer periods of time. But for cold weather, it those other northern Indian cookings are more in line.
And Mayapur, they also have Jagannath temple, so they make. All those offerings every day, so many offerings.
Yes. It's something I could pursue on that side with Janani Vas Prabhu and see if he's also kind of, because people. It's different. I know what it's like. I've done it before, sending devotees into the kitchen, watching others, and you got an offering. Okay, I got this offering. I got to cook this offering, and that's what they're concentrating on. It's a different thing than when someone's there and he's got nothing else to do and stand. Whether he finishes half hour later or not, it doesn't matter. He's there to teach. He's not there to cook an offering, and it can. It can work because we have devotees here teach each other, and that is really their mission. It's not like someone from coming outside and all of a sudden learning. And Bengali cooking. I had Chaitanya Das's wife was here. Malini was here in the very beginning for a long time, and she taught. Devotees Bengali cooking, and I can bring her. She's willing to come back. Well, I don't know if she's willing to come back anymore. He was going to come, not to cook, but just to visit. So she was here, and that was a real help, and that was because the other thing is with the devotees is that they really need to. For me, it's not that they should go there and learn 100 different things in a week, but actually at least just get down a few principles, basic principles, because then it's a matter of switching between different vegetables or different cooking, different preparations. So it'll be different. It won't. I just know that if I send them to Mayapur and come back and they say, how was it? They say, well, it was good, but, you know, they were in a rush, or, you know, they wouldn't really communicate as much, and it's not the same.
So for this context, it might make more sense for, maybe just make more sense to bring them over here. And that actually, you know, it's a dedicated effort. They get to see more devotees get to see them at work.
Well, that's a very good idea. I mean, that's a more expensive idea.
I mean, not necessarily. Because, I mean, if you're flying, say, you know, two people or...
Well, they'd go there to the Dham anyway, so at least it's a, you know, a break for them. But that is a good idea, if I could, you know, bring a cook here. But then there's a problem of who these people are, so, and where they're cooking. So there, we can go into any kitchen here, and now I've got some karmis coming in, and then, so where are they cooking?
Now, I was thinking of devotee cooks. Say, for instance, I mean, whoever is cooking the Prabhupada Samadhi, you know, a very good one from the team comes over here to teach Bengali cooking, and we do the same thing with the Jagannath temple. And then we can sort of branch out on a regional basis, you know.
Yeah, well, I would be curious to see what's the answer for the North Indian cooking. Yeah, those are possibilities. If they actually have the facility and they would be able to do that, that would be a good thing.